Welcome, welcome, welcome to Woman Revive episode number 2. I am your host, Darian Hines. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do hope you have been having a super week so far, a great week. I hope that you're crushing your goals, your weekly goals, that you're drinking your water, and that you're maintaining your peace. Oh my gosh. Oh, and that you're minding your business. Now, that aside, last week we had a discussion about your true identity and how you show up when you are fully exposed or fully revealed. I also spoke about the hidden treasures that are within you waiting for you to identify them and to extract them or to, you know, to just tap into them. Now, if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to that first episode, I am hoping that you will go back and take a listen because it will provide so much truth. Now, this week, we will be having a discussion surrounding fear. Yes, fear. This is a big topic because I have found that fear is a huge blessing blocker. It robs us of our blessings. I have titled today's podcast, The Fear Fight, because there are times when we have to either contend or war against the fearful thoughts that are in our minds in order to achieve the level of success that we are capable of achieving. Many of us remain stuck, like absolutely stuck, on the sidelines of our lives because we are too fearful of launching forward or launching up or even mounting up. You know, I've often heard people talking about likening themselves to the eagle. And before the eagle starts flying and soaring, the eagle has to first mount up. And the mounting up is the first step or the first phase of the process. And so some of us are too fearful of even mounting or even starting the process of dreaming big or dreaming extravagantly or starting the process of pursuing a new course, applying for a job, whatever it may be. Fear often tells us why we shouldn't start. And so let's discuss the 3 types of fears that are blocking or stopping us from building the level of success or good success that we are capable of building. So let's jump right into it. Fear is defined as a negative emotion caused by threat, danger, or pain. So we can see that it's always a negative emotion. In other words, fear is triggered by an external stimuli that screams danger, right? Now, in times of old, we were more exposed to these understandable external dangers because of our underdeveloped lifestyle or way of living, whether it be, you know, having an attack from a lion or a bear or a snake, oh my gosh, or even hurricane, the threat of an hurricane or a snowstorm. These caused or these triggered us at that time to be fearful. Girl, now today our fears are triggered by meeting new people, speaking up or voicing your own opinions, posting something on social media, or even going live on social. Oh my god, going live, that would cause anxiety attacks. Asking for a napkin at a restaurant. Some of these simple daily tasks cause fear. Now, why is that? Now, this, my friend, is the answer. Our levels of fear are directly related to how we were cultured or the threats that we were exposed to from our upbringing, especially in our formative years, right? So culture plays a very important role. Now, as adults, we ought to do the work that's needful in order to break free. Girl, in order to break free from these prison cells of fear. Because after all, fear is false evidence that something is real when in actuality it is not. Fear, like the tooth fairy, like Santa Claus, isn't real. the first type of fear that we will look into or dive into today is the fear of man, or the fear of criticism, or the fear of people. Now, this fear is common among many people, right? Fear of man is often seen as the fear that prevents people from exposing. So it kind of boxes you in. You're in a shell. You're afraid to expose the truth of who you are. You are afraid of speaking. You are afraid because of the what ifs. Now, this fear leaves individuals timid and afraid of criticism, the critiques. The important thing to know, though, beloved, is anything that is worthwhile, anything that is that will leave legacy or an impact, whether small or great, will attract criticism. It will attract some level of judgment. It will attract some expression of disapproval from people. And to add to that, criticism cannot be avoided or averted. These people are the naysayers, they are the doubters, and they are needed to push us further towards our destiny and our purpose. Yes. And I say push because without opposition or without a challenger, there is nothing to be achieved. There's nothing to be won or to attain. So adjust your lens. Adjust how you see criticism and the critiques of men, because it's really a launching pad that really even challenge you to go further. I can remember wanting to go live a few weeks ago, go live on social media, and I would talk myself out of it because I was fearful. I had this fear of man. What will people say? Right? And I said to myself, but I have something to say, I have something to offer. I have something to say that will benefit someone or a group of people. So what I had to do was to bind those thoughts. I had to pull down or replace those negative thoughts, those limiting beliefs, and I had to just press that go live button. I didn't consult with the fear that is the gatekeeper of my destiny. I hit the go live button and I went live. No, after that session, I said to myself, what was I really afraid of? Because I did it and I'm still here. I did it and I didn't fall into a sinkhole. And I realized at that time, I was reminded that fear is really a false advisor. Even if I was criticized, the first time gave me the confidence and the power to do it a second time. And with each time I hit that go live button, I develop a skill and I start to break into my greatest self. So girl, whether you go or not, whether you be or not, whether you do or not, whether you jump, run, shout or not, the naysayers and the doubters will still show up. So go do, go be, go create, go produce, go love. Begin to wage a war within your mind. Begin to contend with these fearful thoughts and to start live in the freedom of who you are and the full expression of who you are. Now, sister, I dare you to venture beyond the borders of normal to achieve something great. I dare you. Now, some of us, only a few of us, will never venture beyond the norm. Why? Because of one fear, and that's called the fear of failure. What this fear does is to place you in what I term a no-go zone, or a space that's stagnant or restricted. But the thing is, failure is inevitable. It will always happen, irrespective of what we are producing. Now, what this fear of failure or this limiting belief tells us, or what it does, is to aim at your potential. It aim at your creativity. It aim at the seed before it even become a fruit, right? But what I would want you to leave with is a redefinition of failure, because I believe that failure is a servant and not necessarily a villain. Why do I call failure a servant? Because it serves you. Failure sharpens your skills and increases the quality of whatever you are offering. And I know this is true because it allows you to revisit the drawing board and improve or amend on what you are producing. I can remember going to school and having that difficult math, that math problem that I had to solve. And I'm sure you can relate, right? I had to get that formula incorrect so many times. Even when I believe I got it, I had to revisit it. What that did was to allow me to obtain mastery. And so that is the servants raising its head saying, oh, I'm not a villain, I'm a servant. Love me. Redefine me. Yes, redefine failure because it's an outright blessing. And you ought to change your perspective on how you see failure. Because once your relationship with failure changes, then you'll start feeling fast and you'll start feeling forward. What this does is to add momentum and clarity to your journey. Let's look at Oprah. You perhaps have heard of her story before, but let's just add it to the mix. Oprah Winfrey was a television anchor, which was in Baltimore, and they fired her. They fired Oprah Winfrey. But Oprah didn't stop there. She continued owning her craft. I'm sure she failed a lot and failed forward, but she also won. Her biggest one was the Oprah Winfrey Network, which she created years from that. If she had allowed fear of failure to prevent her, she wouldn't have had so many milestones. She wouldn't have had so many victories, right? Now you may be saying, oh, Oprah Winfrey is a multi-millionaire. You can't relate to that. Okay, now let's look at a baby. Now, I'm sure you have seen a baby trying to walk or learning to walk. Now they would fall into the bliss of this new adventure, right? But yet in their frailty, they would never stop trying to walk. Even when they fall a million times, they would get back up, right? And they would try again. This is proof that you have it because you were once a baby. This is proof that you have it within you to not allow fear of failing to rob you of that next great accomplishment. The feeling of rejection, oh my gosh, is never pleasant and can leave deep wounds within that may at times cause us to be callous and filled with fear. Rejection is oftentimes perceived as negative, when in fact it bears many blessings, just like failure and just like criticism. Now, rejection is defined as the dismissing or refusing of a proposal, idea, or thought. So you see, no one likes to be dismissed. We were wired to belong and to be accepted. However, rejection has so many lessons to be learned, just like failure and just like criticism. Rejection to me is like a course corrector. It corrects your course or corrects your path. Life is a combination of peaks and troughs. You will always need something to redirect you, to course correct your path so that your success can be guaranteed. So do not despise rejection. Because rejection moves you closer to your yeses. Remember, what you have to offer is not for everybody. And that is okay. You see, fear of rejection is like harboring an enemy of your growth. Because what it leaves you with is the feeling of, oh, they will not accept me. Oh, they will not accept what I have to offer. They will not accept what I have to say. This is what rejection does. This is what it tells you. And so it cripples and stifles your abilities. It tarnish your self-worth or your self-image. So what you have to do is to be strengthened in how you perceive yourself. Perhaps you need to start do some work on strengthening how you see you. No, at that point you are able to wage a warfare against the thought that speaks otherwise. And so that's how you actually win. Because as we know, we truly will win in life if at first we win in our minds. So beloved, start winning by rejecting the fear of rejection. Start winning by rejecting the fear of failure and criticism. And whatever fears you may be harboring, start reject them and start to live the triumphant life that God has called you and placed you on this earth to live. I believe that we were all created to achieve some level of wealth or some level of success. And this is relative. So my level of wealth or success will be different from yours, right? Now, we will not be able to access this level of wealth until we defeat our fears, until we get past our fears. And remember, wealth is not just the accumulation of physical possession. It's also the intangibles. So it's like peace of mind. It's like love. It's like joy. These are what I call good success or wealth. This good success will only happen when you denounce the deadly fears, yeah, that are between our ears, which speaks falsely, right? Remember I mentioned before that it's a false accuser. It speaks falsely to prevent you from becoming the woman that is buried on the inside of you. It prevents the best version of you to be exposed or to be birthed. So powerful woman, yes you, the best version of you, your truest self, your truest quality is waiting on the other side of your fears. So do not conform to your current realities, your current judgments or decrees. No, break free from all of that. Break free from the limitations that are in your mind and start accessing the doors of wealth, which takes place firstly in your mind. So here are some words you can war with. Some words that can guarantee your win in this fear fight. These are scriptures you can meditate on daily. And this first one is 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. And it says, "For God had not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Psalms 4 and verse 8, "In peace I will lay down and sleep." Wow. "For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." 1 Peter 5 and verse 6 to 7, and it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." Philippians 4, 6 to 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and supplication and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus." And the final one for today is coming from Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And this is my all-time favorite. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right arm." And that's a promise from our Father. And if our Father, Heavenly Father, that, you know, is the orchestrator and the controller of all things, if he gave us this promise, and you know he's true to his promises, he's not a man that he should lie. Therefore, we should take hold of his promises and start to contend, start to war a good warfare as it relates to those thoughts in our minds. And so before I wrap things up, I would love to pray with you. You know, we will always have a prayer at the end, right? Thank you, Jesus, for your daughter. Thank you, Jesus, for your gem. Thank you, Jesus, for your woman of worth. Thank you, Jesus, for this precious one. I pray even now over that woman that is currently listening, and I declare the will of God in her life shall come to pass. It shall manifest. God, I pray that you'll continue to provide her with the right resources, with the right tools that she will need to come against, to counter, to fight against these fearful thoughts. And even now, Father, I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear. I declare you have no authority, that you have no dominion, that you have no power, that you have no jurisdiction in the minds of these, his beloved. I declare even now in the mighty name of Jesus that whatever root system that you have present in their minds, in their heart, I declare that they will begin to dry up from the root. I declare that the plans and the attack and the attempt of hell shall not prevail over this, your daughter. I declare a cease and desist order even on the symptoms of fear. We speak to anxiety attacks. We speak to the spirit of depression. We speak to the spirit of timidity. We bind and we cripple your plans. We cripple your authority. And even now, Father, I release. I pray that you will begin to release and you will begin to dispatch the spirit of peace and the spirit of love and the spirit of sound mind upon your daughters. I pray even now in the mighty name of Jesus that their hearts, Almighty God, will begin to be restored, that their mind will begin to be restored, and I pray that you'll give them, God, the right tools that they will need in order to maintain their level of freedom. I declare that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Wow, thank you so much for staying with me with this episode. I do hope you did enjoy, and not only enjoy, but you found some treasures, you found some keys, you were reminded of something. And so if that was the case, I pray that you will continue to do the work, that you'll continue to, you know, do the necessary binding and loosing, that you'll continue to do the necessary casting down of these thoughts, of these thought processes, of these systems that are in your mind. And we are yet again at the end of another episode. Thank you so much for staying with me. Thank you for listening. Please remember to subscribe and to leave a message below. Tell me, I would like to know, what are some of your major fears? And also tell me, how are you going to use this resource to conquer those fears? And surprise, I have a free ebook for you. The title of it is 7 Deadly Fears Stopping You From Building Wealth. You can access that in the description below. And it's for you. It's on me. So it's free to you, free for you to use, free for you to tell your friends about, so that you can identify the different types of fears that really are gatekeepers to your wealth, gatekeepers to you building wealth. Thank you so much again. Have a great rest of the week.